Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Every time I talk and hear from Ray, we have so many callers that have questions about how to pay off their student loans, what student loans to get, and we'll be taking those calls. 312-981-7200. Those phone lines are open. You can get on now. If you're a recent college graduate, if you're the parent of a recent college graduate or grandparent, there's some things that you should know right away about how to pay off that debt correctly. And maybe ways not to do it as you pivot to the workforce. So we'll be chatting with Ray Kaplan in just a moment. I never want to tell people how to spend their own money, but I will get this out there. One great way to spend your own money would be on a glass of Chicago's very own Golden Lager. I've tasted it. I got to taste the very first can that was canned, and it was very, very good. So cheers to 100 years. We have a video of the process of how they made this beer at WGNradio.com right now. It's a collaboration with Metropolitan Brewing, which is a great location on the Chicago River. It doesn't hurt that it's a block and a half from where I live. Sipe Brewing and Chicago Brewzam. You can head to Metropolitan Brewing on Rockwell this Friday, May 20th. I'll be there for the first cans available for purchase at the beer release party. So come by on Friday and say hello to myself. I will be there for you. Or you can find Chicago's very own Golden Lager while supplies last at select locations starting the week of May 23rd. Again, those details are at WGNradio.com/100. I just wanted to get that out there. 312-981-7200. If you got questions for Ray Kaplan, I just want to say hi to her first before we go to weather and traffic. Ray, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to talk for a while here, and I want to answer people's questions. But I imagine that, you know, May, as people graduate, now we went from, you know, the borrowing to the paying it back season, right, Ray?
Exactly. So those federal student loans are going to be coming due because COVID forbearance is coming to an end, and we've got plans for all of those loans coming due without breaking the bank.
That is the best tease ever, Ray. Yeah, and look, there's a lot of people that are wondering what's happening with student loan forgiveness, a sort of will he or a won't he for striking $10,000 or more of student loans. We can talk about that a little bit as well. And we can also talk, look, if you've got someone that isn't in college yet, a student, and you're starting to wonder what to do, Ray Kaplan is the person for you. Or if you, oh, by the way, Ray, before I take this break, I don't know what show, I was probably with Hochberg, but you had a recent person, I think it was a WGN listener. I mean, you've saved some people tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars recently, right?
Yes, we had one lady who was a WGN listener, and we were able to get her $242,000 loan forgiven, completely wiped out.
$242,000?
Yes.
Boy, that's a house in some parts. Well, maybe not so more around here, but it's half of a really nice house. All right, Ray, I'm going to put you on hold. 312-981-7200. Any questions you've got about college loan payments, repayments, whatever it may be, Ray Kaplan is here to help us out. First, let's get a look at weather and traffic. All those clouds are still here, Mary.
Yeah,
Ray Kaplan joining us, financialrelief.com. What's the best number to reach you at, Ray Kaplan, if people got questions?
Best number would be at the office, 312-294-8989.
And 312-981-7200 is our number now. Okay, general question. I know we have this forbearance period. Do most loans give you a grace period from when you get out of college, a chance to find a job before you have to start paying them again?
Well, you know, John, why I always recommend when it's an option, which is for most people it is an option, is to take out federal student loans, whether that's you, the student borrower, or the parents when it comes to federal Parent PLUS loans, is because part of the great thing about federal student loans is that there's so much flexibility. So most of the time, actually all of the time, you don't have to make any payments while you're in school, and neither do your parents if they take out federal Parent PLUS loans. And the grace period is really for students 6 months after graduation. But even then, after that, you also have 36 months of statutory forbearance that you can take whenever you want, which will keep your loans current and in compliance. but you don't have to make any payments. And people are often afraid to use it, but it's there for a reason, where if you just can't make the payments, then we can use up your statutory forbearance. But another really good option is the income-based repayment plan, which offers a very, very manageable payment.
And really, really quickly on that statutory thing you mentioned, that's 36 months, did you say?
Yes, at least 36 months. Sometimes we might be able to get you up to 6 years.
Does that freeze the interest too? Just everything, it's like hands off, freezing, frozen in moment?
No, that's okay. Not the case.
Okay.
So with most forbearance, interest does continue to accrue. But I can also tell you, John, that in many instances, we actually don't worry about that too much, because oftentimes with federal student loans, let's say you owe $200,000 and interest is accruing many, many times. If you earn less than what you owe, all of that interest is forgiven. So in a way, most of the time, we don't need to worry too much about the interest accruing. I'm not saying in all cases, we have to take it on a case by case. But in my experience, in many cases, we don't have to worry about it too much. Now, this does not apply if your loans are private loans, which is why I counsel people to really kind of steer clear, if they can, of private student loans.
847, I love this question. It seems basic, but I think it's a great question for people that are wondering, where do we apply for these student loans? I need $12,000 for my son going to college this fall. Is there a general website, like for federal student loans?
Yes. Go right to studentaid.com. Wait, studentaid.org, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We all get one mulligan. That's yours, Ray Kaplan. studentaid.org. And that, do you have to enter your income? Like, what sort of questions are they asking you then?
So the thing is, and we want to, I mean, for your caller, I would suggest giving us a call so we can kind of go over the options, because another very important consideration is who is going to be the federal Parent PLUS loan borrower. And as crazy as this sounds, the person making less money should be the borrower, as long as your credit is pretty good. And that is because the borrower is the one that is going to have to make the payments. And the payments are calculated on the borrower's income. So a lot of people think, okay, whoever's making the most amount of money, they should be the borrower, right? But that's not correct when it comes to federal Parent PLUS loans, because they're not based on your income. They're loosely based on your credit. So if your credit is pretty good, you'll qualify for federal Parent PLUS loans, but then we just have to do the analysis, which parent should be the borrower.
Interesting. 630 says, John, question for Ray. Sophomore in college, have student loans. Do they accrue interest now or not until I start paying? Not private loans, they're federal loans.
So interest starts to accrue the day the loans are dispersed. So interest starts to accrue right away. So there are different types of federal student loans. Your listeners might know they're called Stafford subsidized and unsubsidized. There's a lot of confusion around those terms. All it means is for the subsidized is that the Department of Ed pays the interest while your child is in school, and unsubsidized, they do not. So interest starts accruing right away on the unsubsidized, and it does not start accruing right away on the subsidized.
Okay. I'm not challenging you here. 630 had a legitimate question. They said, we had four children with federal loans, and no interest was ever forgiven. So you're not suggesting that everyone can get interest forgiven. It's a certain set of circumstances, right?
Well, it's essentially if you follow the right plan. If you know what you're doing and you know how the statute applies and which payment plan to pick, under most circumstances, the interest will be forgiven. I guess I will offer a caveat. If you are earning less than your balance on your student loans, it's almost a guarantee that you're going to have a lot of the interest forgiven at the end of your payment plan. And if you're working in the public sector, it's almost always a universal rule that you're going to get a tremendous amount of those loans forgiven, both the principal and the interest that accrues over 10 years.
If you're earning less, like as your yearly salary compared to the balance that you have in total left, am I understanding that?
Exactly. You're exactly right. So this will apply pretty much across the board if you're earning, say, $50,000 a year and your loan balance is $100,000.
All right. That's great. Hey, Irina, do you mind locking Ray in for me so I don't hang up on her? I have to hit my producer to do it because we got a phone call. And we got Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, great name. Love that name. What's your question for Ray?
Yeah, hi, Ray. So in my situation, I'm trying to help my kids and participate as much in the payment. And so with the current low rates on the variable private loans that are still low, wouldn't it be preferred in that case, and I'm paying back right now, to use those private loans versus the Parent Plus, which I think are 5 or 6, even though those are on hold now, but eventually we're going to have to start paying interest on those.
It's a great question. You might see a better rate in private loans, right? Your thoughts?
Right. That is a very good question. So what we do is we provide a very individualized analysis of your situation, which takes into consideration your earnings and the amount of loans that you have. Most of the time, it does not make sense to turn a federal loan, which a Parent Plus loan, the interest rate is set by Congress. I believe right now it's about 6.28%. And most of the time, you want to keep your loans as federal loans and not turn them into private loans, even if the private lender is offering you a lower interest rate. Because what is so important and so key about federal loans is not just the interest rate, but payment terms. Under the federal statute, the repayment terms are the most important thing, because we have clients, very many clients, who have, for example, $200,000 in federal Parent Plus loans. But because of their income, and their income is, let's say, around $50,000 or $60,000 per year, they will only end up paying back a quarter of their loan balance and the entire balance forgiven if we add in public sector loan forgiveness. So even if that lender is offering you a lower interest rate, in many cases, it does not make sense to turn your federal loans into private loans, because once you turn them into private loans, there's no going back. We can't reconvert them into federal loans. And then you lose all those protections provided by the federal statute.
Does that make sense, Jonathan?
Yeah. What do you think? They're going to extend the hold on interest again, or we're going to start paying it off?
That's a good question. We've been kind of watching the press releases from the Department of Ed very closely. My prediction is that they are going to extend it again because the elections are coming up, and probably they're going to extend it, I would say, through December. So don't count on that. Just prepare, if you have a payment, that you probably are going to make that payment in September. But between you and me and the WGN listeners, I really think they're going to extend it through December.
Jonathan, thanks for the phone call. I got to take a break, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and sounds like a great person to call, 312-294-8989. Ray, you cool to stick around a bit? Oh, I just turned on the pod to say hello. Ray, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a break. Then the news here on WGN. 720 WGN, Your Money Matters, here at 640. Continuing our conversation with Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com. Ray, you ready to take a couple more questions?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony, thanks for holding. You're on WGN.
Hi. My question is on the relief for people that have worked in the public sector. Does that need to be full-time? I have a student who worked part-time in the public sector, and then when graduated, started working full-time. So I was wondering if what the time frame was. Did it have to be full-time for so many years, or can you combine your part-time and your full-time?
Good question.
Great question. So the answer is, number one, the loans have to have been due and payable. So the clock is going to start ticking when all of the loans became due, which is probably after the student graduated. And then
okay,
if they took their deferment, then maybe another 6 months after that. But
okay,
the Biden administration has done some really good stuff about expanding the forgiveness statutes. And this is a temporary thing so far. They've done that through October 31st, 2022. So what I would recommend is that you go through the PSLF waiver. And again, we can help you with this. If you want to call us, we can walk you through it. But the student needs to be working full time in the public sector when the loans become due, and they need to be, in an income-based repayment plan. So those things kind of have okay to be happening simultaneously. Part-time isn't going to qualify, but if you have two part-time jobs in the public sector that basically equal 30 hours a week, then that will count.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. Great.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, for sure. And the phone number is 312-294-8989, right, Ray?
That's right.
Okay. We got a text from someone. This is from the 847. Can you please ask her if there's any remedies with the laws changing about making an adjustment if you had declared your loans on forbearance when you are unemployed? For example, instead of going down to income sensitive at zero pay. I hope I'm reading this correctly. There wasn't a lot of punctuation, but I'm trying my best. This person then says, I'm trying to get my loans adjusted because I've got six-figure loans that I'm never going to get paid back at this rate, and I just pay interest on an income-sensitive basis. Does that make sense, Ray?
Yes, it does. And it also sounds like that person might have something called FFEL or FFEL loans. Those are the old federal student loans under the old statute. So basically, after 2009, all federal loans that were dispersed were called direct loans. Before that time, they were FFEL loans. FFEL loans aren't eligible for as much forgiveness and stuff like that, but we can actually turn them into the right type of federal student loan. So I would ask that texter to give us a call, because we would want to actually take a look at all of their federal student loans, because if they were working in the public sector, then those periods of forbearance, we might be able to get those to count as a qualifying payment to get the loans forgiven altogether. So that person might be eligible to actually have their loans forgiven. If they were not working in the public sector, then we're going to be able to get them into an income-based repayment plan. But I want to address the question that they asked about, I'm never going to be able to repay these loans. Now, that is true in many cases. And I understand that that is a nerve-wracking thing. However, again, with federal loans, and we can walk you through this, you kind of have to change your mindset a little bit. Yes, you're not going to be able to repay them like you would a credit card debt or a private student loan. But with federal loans, the statute that governs them is so forgiving, you probably won't have to. You probably will only pay a fraction, and then that entire balance, plus all that interest that's been accruing, is also going to be forgiven. So I would definitely advise that the person who texted in, just give us a call so we can go over all the options and explain to you exactly how it works.
Right. When you say stuff like that, I'm like, how is this possible? Because I feel like this would be more well known. Everyone would know this sort of stuff. But is it just that it's written in law and no one or not enough people have cared to dig through every little nuanced part of the law? You have done that and you know how to tackle it.
Exactly. I know it sounds crazy, and there are many times where I have people in my office who don't believe me, and I actually have to pull out the statute and show them the exact section of the statute that I'm referring to. But it is, as the federal borrower, it's your right under the statute. You have certain rights, and one of those rights are income-driven repayment plans that are based on a formula based on your income, that's basically 10% of your discretionary income. And for after 10 years, the entire balance plus all of the interest is forgiven. The key is knowing how to enroll in the right payment plans and how to process the paperwork so that you can get it done. And that's really where we come in. But as you pointed out, John, it's one of those things. This is statutory law. So it's kind of like looking at the tax code and realizing, oh my gosh, I have all these deductions I haven't been taking advantage of. It's
right.
The same principle.
Right. So when there's skeptics out there, I mean, the worst thing to do is just call and find out. One last question. I got to get to weather and traffic. I want to know the 773. What is the annual salary limit that one person that works in the public sector has to make so they can qualify for that program?
There really is no limit on your salary. Again, they're going to apply a formula to your salary and then tell you what your income-based repayment plan is. And it's going to boil down to 10% of your discretionary income is what your monthly payment should be. And there have to be 120 of those before you get the loans forgiven. So this is a great law, especially for doctors and nurses who work at public sector hospitals like Northwestern, Ascension, you know, Lutheran General Advocate. All of those hospitals qualify. Public school teachers qualify. Even if you are a maintenance person working for a police station or a public school, your loans would qualify too. But you're right, not that many people know about it, so we're trying to get the word out there.
All right, where can people find out more, Ray?
Call us at 312-294-8989, or our website is financialrelief.com. Come see us at our office at 25 East Washington Street.
Thank you very much, Ray. Charlie, I'm going to have to get your question offline, and we'll have to get the information to Ray. We got some more questions coming in, Ray. Hey, we'll have you on again soon. Does that sound good?
That sounds great. Anytime.
All right. Let's get thanks, Ray. I always appreciate when you hop on. Let's get a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld on WGN-TV on the morning news show starting at 5 a.m. on Thursday as well. I'm sure we'll have some fun antics to get into there. Y'all know I love golfing. I talk about it a little too much when I'm on the programs here on WGN. Chris Montagano joins us now. He's the tournament director of NV5 Invitational. Chris, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it. Look forward to being here.
How's the Glen Club looking? Are we feeling good for next weekend?
Well, we finally got some good weather here in the last 10 days, so the golf course is really starting to pop. I was out there earlier today. It looks fantastic.
How are those greens looking?
They're good. They're starting to get, obviously the grass hasn't been growing much lately, but now that we've got this good weather, it's starting to get there, and greens look great. Golf course looks great, and it's going to be a great great venue for an awesome golf tournament here next week.
That's awesome. It's the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank. And the proceeds of the event go somewhere real special. I used to live across the street when I was in Champaign-Urbana, the University of Illinois, from the Evans Scholars House. And I knew a lot of the guys who ended up getting and being a part of this foundation. It's a life-changing thing for caddies all over the place, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very cool thing to be a part of. Our organization's been around for a long time, with the Evans Scholars being around since 1930. But we've got over 11,000 alumni across the country. We've got about just over 1,000 caddies in college right now at about 21 universities across the country. And very cool to have a golf tournament here in Chicago that benefits these kids and truly benefits a life-changing cause. A lot of kids wouldn't be going to college without it, so it's great to be a part of.
Right, and this is part of the Korn Ferry Tour, which I know a lot of, big names. Bryson DeChambeau played in it, Justin Thomas, Jason Day, just to name a few. For those that don't know, can you explain what the Korn Ferry Tour is?
Yeah, absolutely. The Korn Ferry Tour is essentially the pipeline to the PGA Tour. I would say 95% of players that make it to the PGA Tour have come through the Korn Ferry Tour. So it used to be that you went through Q School to qualify for the PGA Tour. Now you go through Q School to qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour, and then use the Korn Ferry Tour to qualify for the PGA Tour. So it's really, I like to say it, obviously you mentioned some of the big names that have been there. Most recently, our 2019 champion, Scottie Scheffler, is now the number one ranked player in the world heading into the PGA Championship this week. So these guys are ready to win, tons and tons of talent. Might not know the names right now, but it's only a matter of time before you do.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love the tour, and I catch it sometimes, and I just am amazed because, like you said, 2019 to now ain't all that long, right? You're seeing the next couple of years worth of talent coming on through.
Yeah, absolutely. Our three previous champions since we started this event in 2019. I mentioned Scottie Scheffler, Curtis Thompson, and Cameron Young, who won mm-hmm. last year. All three of them are playing on the PGA Tour level. Cameron Young is currently in the top 15 in the FedEx Cup points. He has three or four top 10 finishes this year, two runner-ups. These guys, when they're coming off from the Korn Ferry Tour, it's not like they're trying to ease into, a change of pace on the PGA Tour. These guys are talented. They're ready to win. It's really cool to be a part of and to be able to see them up close and personal, at a much smaller scale than what you see at the PGA Tour level. I always say it's like seeing the band before they were big. people got a chance to see Scottie Scheffler, right here in Glenview at the Glen Club just 2 years ago, and he's now the number one player in the world. So it's pretty special.
Well, the name of the show is Your Money Matters, and it certainly does. And you can save a bunch going. I mean, this is awesome. I had no idea that this is general admission is complimentary.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've partnered with ServPro of Glenview the last 2 years to provide complimentary admission for the general spectators. So we're fortunate enough. We're very close to the Glen Town Center. So we've got free parking right there in the parking decks at the Glen Town Center. And again, we're encouraging people to register for their tickets online at NV5invitational.com. But again, we're not turning anybody away at the gate. So it's very cool. You know, having no barrier to entry to such a cool event has been a real big deal for us in terms of growing this event over the last few years.
I've been at
and then we've got an up.
Go ahead. Go finish that. Tell us about the upgrade.
Yeah, I was going to say yeah. So there's an upgraded experience as well. We've got a venue that's sponsored by Corona Premier called the Hangar. That's a structure that we're building. I actually was out there today watching it go up. Great venue behind the 18th green, food and beverage included. Some upgraded parking, a little bit closer to the golf course, but a really, really cool venue that has been very, very popular so far. And again, tickets are available at nv5invitational.com. So a lot of fun stuff going on.
Can you explain to someone like how it works to go to a golf tournament? I've been to a couple. You can kind of move around, right? Like if you've never seen it before, you don't just plant on the first tee and you're there all day, although I guess you could. It's an active day, right?
It really is. It really is. It's not like going to other sporting events where you've got a seat and you kind of park it there for a number of hours. You kind of have the ability to walk the golf course if there's somebody you'd like to follow, if there's a spot you'd like to be, a hole you want to watch. You kind of have a lot of flexibility to kind of move around the golf course, whether you watch guys in the driving range practice, you know, hang out on the first tee and watch guys, you know, get their day started, or you know, hang out on the 18th green and watch guys make birdies coming down the stretch. You know, you've got a lot of flexibility.
Exactly. So work on your golf claps, everybody. Although, you know, nowadays golf is as accessible as ever, and that's one of the great things about it. Chris, it sounds wonderful. Fingers crossed for great weather. Okay, my friend.
Absolutely, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, and the website one more time for people to get those complimentary tickets.
Yeah, it's nv5invitational.com.
That's great. Chris, have a good one, all right?
Thanks. You too, John.
All right, we'll take a quick break, then wrap things up here on Your Money Matters.